What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who likes to join us on hour number three on Friday with her unique perspective on the world. So, lovely Lady Claire, what is your first story?
Well, the former foreign minister of Ecuador will be placed on Interpol's red notice list after fleeing the country for fear of prosecution, as the government of Lenin Moreno continues to crack down on Julian Assange supporters. Now, what my late grandmother would have said about this, he's already gone. My grandmother had an incredible turn of phrase for that. And she would say, the horse is already out of the barn.
Yes.
You know, and
my grandmother said the same thing.
Ah, okay. And apparently he was alleged to have given a speech in which he instigated people to take over public institutions and close roads. Well, whether this actually happened or not, I mean, they're never going to find this guy. Never in a million years.
Well, I mean, there actually were riots in Ecuador. There are a lot of people who think that Moreno basically sold Assange.
He did.
For that $4.3 billion IMF loan.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And my census Patino was informed early on that this was going to be happening and just decided to make it look like a parade and head it right out of town.
Yep.
Yeah. This comes to us from Blacklisted News. It's called Rumors of War. Washington is looking for a fight.
Washington's always looking for
and
a fight.
This gentleman is someone for whom I have tremendous respect. His name is Philip Giraldi. And this man just lays it out, you know, very clearly. And he says in this article that given all of the horrific decisions being made at the White House, there is one organization that is crazier and perhaps more dangerous, and that would be the U.S. Congress.
I agree with that
Which is not surprisingly a legislative body that is viewed positively by only 18%. Wonder what the
is
other...
Is it that high?
Yeah, that kind of amazed me, too. Now, here's what we've got. It's a current bill.
The numbers have gone up.
Oh, really? Wonder how that happened. Considering what we've been getting from our government has been going, you know, apparently there's a bill entitled Defending America's from Kremlin Aggression Act, the DASCA. I'll say that one more time, the DASCA of 2019, and it has received a number S-1189.
Okay, so and, Senate Bill 1189.
Yeah, it's been introduced in the Senate, and this is the way it's phrased. It will require, not ask, but require that the Secretary of State is the guy or the gal who gets to determine whether the Russian Federation should be designated as a state sponsor of terrorism and whether Russian-sponsored terrorist armed entities in Ukraine should be designated as foreign terror organizations. Now, they've got a couple of people who have sponsored this. Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado, and co-sponsored by Democrat none other than Robert, it wasn't true, Menendez, who has just recently gotten out of his court troubles. And Mike, what concerns me is that this, again, will take the Congress out of its constitutionally, legally binding responsibility to declare war. And you know that this is something which seems to be engineered to do this. And please, guys, our current Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, Dominionist, you might want to Google it. It may scare the stuffing out of you because these people collectively believe that a world war is a really wonderful idea because it's going to cause Jesus to make his second appearance on the planet. And it's something which would be a fearsome responsibility, even for a sane Secretary of State, something we don't have right now. I've got to put my cards on the table. This guy is certifiable.
Pompeo. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Oh,
now, the only reason for this Senate bill, is to take the onus off of Mike Pompeo. Clearly, yeah. he is getting ready to declare Russia a state sponsor of terror, which, of yeah. course, would involve more sanctions yeah. and more tariffs and mm-hmm. A lot more of that stuff. And he's going to do it.
Yeah.
But he wants some political cover for it. Mm-hmm. And that's what this Senate bill is for.
Yeah. I have to wonder if both Gardner and Menendez are closet Dominionists. But I know from a standpoint of Menendez, he is doing the best he can to wipe the vomit off of him from a criminal corruption case, which ended with a hung jury. And a war with Russia? What an excellent distraction.
What a stupid idea.
I know it's stupid, but we haven't been able to charge them of any intelligence for quite some time now. And this goes back to when the DOJ charged Menendez with doing official favors for his friend and co-defendant, Solomon Melger. And I believe we have a shout-out.
Yeah, we're just going to do a shout-out yep. now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network here. And, Menendez mm-hmm. was basically caught up on corruption. Mm-hmm. The jury hung, mm-hmm. which means they didn't decide whether he was guilty or innocent. They just simply said, we're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So he's basically out there. And he's working with Mike Pompeo to declare Russia a state sponsor of terror. Talk about hypocrisy. Talk
yeah.
about the pot calling the kettle black.
Oh, man.
When we know that yeah. the United States basically set up both Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria
mm-hmm, yeah.
to use as proxies against Bashar al-Assad.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So this idea of the United States saying, we have the right to decide who's a state sponsor of terror, when the United States is itself, I think,
yeah.
the largest state sponsor of terror around the world.
Yeah.
And it's just more of this double talk and gobbledygook
mm-hmm.
and, trying to demonize Russia and justify a war, which I think would be a very stupid thing to get into.
I agree.
With the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, what they're going to do is continue to bankrupt the United States people
mm-hmm. yeah.
To build more weapons. Ooh,
yeah.
we're going to have more weapons like, you know, the Zumwalt destroyer, ignoring the drivetrain problems.
Yes,
and we're going to
yes,
have
yes.
the
yep.
the Freedom-class littoral combat ships, if you ignore the hull corrosion problems.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Independence-class littoral combat ships, if you ignore the problems with its modular arming system.
Yeah.
And we're going to have the Gerald R. Ford, which they don't think will ever be combat-worthy, you know. And the F-22, the F-35, and mm-hmm. so forth and so on.
Yep.
It's all about convincing you to part with more of your money to enrich defense contractors
mm-hmm.
who then in turn will be campaign contributors to members of Congress
mm-hmm.
who will then vote for more of these military procurement contracts and try and get them parceled out to their states.
Yeah.
Every one of these major construction projects, subcontracts will be awarded to every single state of every member of Congress who votes for the program.
Yeah.
And you know, that's it. They're all sticking their noses in the trough.
Yep.
And it's all money that could equally be spent on repairing our roads,
mm-hmm.
our schools,
yep.
our hospitals.
Yep.
But you know, it reminds me of that old quote.
Mm-hmm.
From George Bernard Shaw from Man and Superman.
Yeah.
Don Juan in Hell. And it says, there's nothing in man's industry but his greed and his sloth. His heart is in his weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
we certainly see that where our government, okay, we'll build another highway. Okay, we'll fix the dam. By golly, we're going to have a new aircraft carrier. We're going to have a new stealth plane. We're going to have, that's it. You talk about a weapons program, they instantly get a hard-on.
Yeah, it's just really awful. And what I think has made it worse is that when President Trump took office, he was not only our commander-in-chief, he was also our weapons of mass destruction salesperson. In chief, particularly to the Saudis, who've used most of the weapons sold to them by any of the companies that make them, who are killing innocent Houthis, right?
Yeah, the people over in Yemen.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. You know, countries will buy up the weapons, and then they'll sit there and say, well, you know, we buy newer weapons, but we've got all these old weapons. We've got to use them up.
Yeah.
Let's go make war on those people.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely there. And speaking of those people, we have had a very interesting turn of events in Libya. Apparently, President Trump thanked General Haftar for securing Libya's oil resources amid Tripoli fighting. Now, this is an absolute about-face.
It's the oil. It's the oil. Yeah, it's the oil.
Yeah, yes. It's an absolute about-face, and originally we only recognized the UN-backed government of the National Accord in Tripoli as the authority over Libya. But apparently earlier this week, President Trump spoke by phone to Benghazi-based Khalifa Haftar and was pledging to support to the general and his Libyan National Army as it lays siege on the capital. Now, this is even more interesting because you've got another statement by Trump, released by the White House, saying that Trump recognized Field Marshal Haftar's significant role in fighting terrorism and securing Libya's oil resources, and the two discussed a shared vision for Libya's transition to a stable, democratic political system.
In other words, Haftar is the current face of the newly installed puppet ruler.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. We've got a caller on the line here right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lenny in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, happy Friday to you, too. What's on my mind is the caller Tom from Florida, and
yep.
him making the statements that and asking you that did we as blacks were not aware that whites have fought for them in wars. I'm wondering what war he's talking about. Did blacks not fight in wars? But let me jump to the emails you say you received, you know, after you got the call from him. And I want to say to Tom, Empire is just a TV show. We don't own anything. The one record company we own, Motown, we don't own that anymore. So we are not at liberty to say what goes out on the airways and what doesn't. But you can best believe if something goes out such as Bitches and Whores, it's because the music industry has determined that it goes that way to more divide and conquer people. Not only the blacks and the whites, but the blacks among their own selves. Okay? But I want to go back to what wars he's talking about. Is he not aware?
I think he meant the Civil War.
Well, blacks fought on both sides of the Civil War.
Yes.
Is he not aware of that?
I don't know.
Even if you go to, well, he can look it up for himself. Even if you go to the Revolutionary War, the first body to fall was that of Crispus Attucks, a black man in Boston.
Yes.
I remember.
Okay. Don't tell me, Tom, that, you know, that you're the only one fighting and dying. All right? There are a lot of blacks who fought for this country when they didn't even have the damn human rights of this country.
Amen.
All right? So I'm just a little upset about that. But what I'm saying to Tom is, you know, this whole thing, you know, if you look back in the music industry and you look back when rap first came out, it was done by the so-called the poets, the poets out of San Francisco, and there was no curse words. There was no vulgarity.
Yeah,
it was all done to poems done to the beat of music. Okay.
Yes.
Then you had the likes of Will Smith. When they came through, they still refused to degrade the black community or anybody else's mind. But the music industry decided they wanted to go to what they call gangster rap, and as a result. Everybody else has become gangsterized. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. I drove past a car the other day, and Asians were playing rap music. Okay, so, I just want Tom to just consider, you know, just sit and think about what you say before you say it. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but this is all designed to divide and conquer people. But it seems to me he's already made his decision where he wants to be. But in any case, I thank you. And happy Friday.
All right.
Thank you
very much. Happy Good Friday to you, too. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open for anybody who wants to call on in. So what is your next story?
Well, I haven't quite finished with what I'm talking about.
The current story.
Interestingly, in early April, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had an urgent statement for Haftar to halt his advance. "We have made clear that we oppose the military offensive by Khalifa Haftar's forces and urge the immediate halt to these military operations against the Libyan capital."
Yep.
Wow, Mikey. Talk about backtracking.
He's going to strip the gears in his transmission, shifting it to reverse like that.
Yeah, you know, and so what I need to ask, Mike, what is the quid pro quo? What is Haftar getting? What is the United States getting out of it? Is Haftar going to be the titular ruler of Libya until there is another election? And will he be supported now by the U.S. and by an oil industry in Libya that only sells its oil for U.S. dollars?
Well,
what
do you think? That's a given.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere the United States has gone into successfully, the end result is that country's natural resources are being traded for U.S. dollars only.
Yep.
That's the only thing that's propping up the dollar's international value right now. The dollar isn't backed by silver.
No.
It's not backed by gold. It used to be backed by your future tax revenues, but those are looking shakier and shakier.
Yep.
And so now the U.S. is literally backing the U.S. dollar with other nations' natural resources.
And also ours here as well. Some very, they call it wilderness land under the federal jurisdiction. But that, I think, is used sometime as collateral against debts we have with foreign governments.
That's collateral against foreign loans here, but that's not necessarily directly backing the U.S. dollar.
No, no.
You know, they're literally propping up the dollar by linking it to other countries' natural resources.
Mm-hmm. Right. I needed to go to another story because it reminds me of Ron White's statement, "You can't fix stupid."
Yes.
Okay. After a $14 billion upgrade, New Orleans levees are still sinking. And this was the network of levees and flood walls that was built to protect Greater New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina absolutely, you know, stomped it. But now, 11 months after the Army Corps of Engineers completed one of the largest public works projects in its history or world history, the agency says the system will stop providing adequate protection, as in in as little as 4 years because of rising sea levels and shrinking levees.
Well, we know the sea levels aren't really rising.
No.
I mean, that's just more of that global warming nonsense. But it looks to me like obviously somebody didn't really do the math.
No, they
didn't. And didn't say, okay, well, the oceans are rising. We should build the levees a lot bigger. But, you know, and all a levee is, it's basically, it's a mound of dirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's tamped down and, you know, it's waterproofed because they don't want it to collapse when it's necessary. I got to see a lot of levees when I worked on the riverboat.
Yeah.
All those years ago.
Yep.
But we know during Hurricane Katrina, a lot of levees collapsed. We know that a lot of levees collapsed during the recent flooding in the Midwest, which they say it's going to stay flooded now until July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so here we are, $14 billion to basically put into piles of dirt. And the Army Corps of Engineers is saying it's going to be good for about 4 years.
And that's it.
I'm sorry. That to me, that's not good engineering.
No. And the question I have to answer in my mind, why is the U.S. rebuilding in an area which is known to be geologically unstable and flooded for decades? But isn't this one of the classic definitions of insanity? Someone does something over and over and yet expects a different, better outcome?
Well,
like, this is insanity.
There's a mitigating circumstance, and that is, of course, the fact that New Orleans is a major seaport.
Yeah.
It is the gateway to the Mississippi, which in turn is the gateway to the heartland.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they can just sort of pull up and move. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Don't don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the phones here to Daniel in British Columbia. Aloha, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi there, Michael and Claire. Claire, mm-hmm. I want, can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay. Oh, great. I wanted to give you guys some positive news because lately, you know, I know with Mike, you weren't feeling good for a while there. And it's just been it just never ends. And
I know. Yes.
This has to do with music, and I know you don't cover entertainment at all. But I know the reason I'm phoning is I wanted to talk to you, Claire, because I know you're really into music.
Yes.
And music is something that should be bringing us together.
Now I agree.
I just discovered this band from Russia, they're from Moscow and Kiev.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of throws that whole, you know, the fact that we think they're all enemies.
Uh-huh.
And they've got horns and strings.
Wow.
And they are a Chicago cover band. So they play American music.
Yeah.
And they sound just like the original. They're going to blow your socks off. You got to get a pen and write this down. Their name is Leonid and Friends. L-E-O, like Leo the Lion, N-I-D, and Friends. And if you got like YouTube hooked up to your stereo with the big TV, and you play the song "Feeling Stronger Every Day,"
good,
and another one's called "I'm a Man," the old Spencer Davis group, Chicago did that one too. But this is gonna. I was just gonna try and reach out to the Riveros Rangers because we should reach out to these people and say, "This is what it's all about." You know, our leaders are trying to put us into war, and these people are singing about peace. And Chicago started out as a peace band. They were like hippie 60s musicians. So they're touring the Eastern Seaboard right now in the United States. Mm-hmm. So they're actually so popular right now that they're actually touring the U.S. So just throwing that
they've
out there.
They've got a lot of YouTube videos.
Yeah, Mark,
yeah, there's about 10 or about 25 so far that I know of. Mm-hmm. And you just got to watch these. It's going to, like, this weekend, you're going to be blown away. You got to watch at least that first one, and you'll be hooked.
Okay.
And I know we got to get this out to the Riveros Rangers, see if they can, you know, reach out on Facebook to these guys and send a message of peace. We're sick of this. We want to just live our lives and enjoy our lives. So I'll leave that for a good Friday for you guys.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate that greatly.
All right, so we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to go back to Claire. And
well, we have a moment of dubious distinction as a nation. Drum roll, please.
Okay.
That's called the Zen drum roll. The United States has been added to a list of most dangerous countries for journalists for the first time. And the murder of Saudi columnist Jamal Khashoggi in a year where more than half of all journalists who were killed around the world were deliberately targeted reflects a real hatred of the media in many areas of society. And this
you think?
I know. And at least 63 professional journalists were killed doing their jobs in 2018, which is a 15% increase over last year, said the group Reporters Without Borders. The number of deaths rise to 80 when all media people and people classified as civilian journalists are included, it said in its annual report.
And I'm not feeling too well myself.
Don't you dare, or I'll stuff vitamins down your throat.
Yes, dear.
And apparently the world's five worst countries for journalists include three: India, Mexico, and for the first time, the U.S., where journalists have been killed in cold blood, even though those countries weren't officially at war or in conflict, the group said. Mike and I have a really acute sense of what that means and the sacrifices which go with attempting to best tell the truth as you know it, as we know it, and it won't stop us from continuing to try.
Yes.
In what ways seem to make sense. And here was an interesting one. As more states confiscate guns, dad shoots pedophile who broke into daughter's bedroom.
Good.
Me too. I have no compassion for the man. He tried to get him out. He tried verbally. And the whole family was trying to verbally get this guy out of the house. But he ended up getting 6 shots, and he was apparently in some kind of psychotic place and was clearly not responding to the family's verbal attempts to get him to leave. Now, had Bracey not had a gun, Lord knows how this might have wound up.
I wonder if this guy was on prescription psychiatric medication.
Or
and
trying
I'm
to
keep
get
on asking that question because I was talking with Claire the other day. We were just, you know, driving around doing errands, and I said, you know, is it me, or does it seem like there's an epidemic of bizarre behavior among the American people? And she agreed with me. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials. Okay. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And lovely Lady Claire, what's the next story that you have for us?
The next story, which I'm sort of not buying. Turkey arrests two alleged UAE spies. And get this, possible links to Khashoggi killing. Right. They have arrested two UAE intelligence operatives in Istanbul. And senior officials are saying that this could be linked to last year's murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Yeah, right. According to Reuters, citing an unnamed official, Reuters, you were lazy. Name them next time. Who made the arrest public on Friday and said that they confessed to spying on Arab nationals on behalf of the UAE after they were apprehended as part of a Turkish counterintelligence instigation. All right, here's the way it's coming down to me. The butcher of Yemen now has his patsies in place upon whom he will place the blame for Khashoggi's assassination. We're going to be looking at a kangaroo court, all eager to do whatever the butcher of Yemen says to do. And the process of extracting a... know how to torture? I mean, come on. Let's,
yeah, they have yeah. historical...
Mm-hmm, yeah. And as painfully as you can imagine, and remember, please keep in your heart of hearts Khashoggi probably has guys who can do this on speed dial.
Khashoggi? Isn't he the guy who got killed?
I'm thinking of Prince Bin Salman.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry about that. And a small victory for liberty in Fairfax, Virginia. A judge found that local police use of ALPR violates the state's Data Act. And there has been a recent ruling by a Fairfax County Circuit Court judge, Robert Smith, that drivers in Fairfax County, Virginia, need not worry that local police are maintaining ALPR records of their travels for work, prayer, protest, or play. And earlier this month, the judge ordered an injunction against the use of the license plate databases, finding that the passive use of Fairfax County Police Department's automated plate reader ALPR system violates Virginia's Government Data Collection and Dissemination Practices Act. I think this is a healthy thing.
I would absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're living in an age where data acquisition is becoming more and more ubiquitous.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of discarded this whole Fourth Amendment, this idea that you have a right to privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And automated license plate readers are becoming common all across the country, where they literally will keep a record of everywhere that you drive your car.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, I find it very troubling. I don't want the government to know where I'm going. It's none of their business.
Yeah.
I'm a very private person.
Yeah.
You know, so what if I stopped off at the bakery on my way home from work to get a jelly donut?
Right, right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's not the government's business.
Yeah.
And again, I want to go back to a system where the government has reasonable cause to suspect I am guilty of a crime before they start intruding into reading my license plate, reading the GPS location off my cell phone. And it really is, it has gotten to a point of like total surveillance saturation on multiple levels.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I'm probably sure this. I'm sure that there's probably people inside the government who think, "Oh, you're just an old guy, and you're just this being as this old fuddy-duddy, and this is the new world, and you should be getting used to it." And you know, the new generation of children being raised by Common Core, they're perfectly okay with being monitored and surveilled all the time. Okay, well, if you can convince them, that's all well and good. But for me, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy with it at all.
I hear you. I hear you loudly and clearly. Another article about how cops are sometimes turning from to protect and serve, but to kill with impunity. And apparently, a police officer was convicted after a video showed him tasering a boy riding an ATV from his patrol car, killing him.
Okay.
And, you know, I want to be very, very clear on this. This officer attempted to force the guy in the ATV to pull his ATV off the road by shooting his taser at him. And the thoughtless and sadistic plan backfired when Grimes was apparently seized, slammed into the back of a parked pickup truck, killing him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a small note I have to the police of Michigan. You are called peace officers for a reason. You are not labeled assassins, and it is high time that you remembered that, and everyone needs to remember that tasers are far away from less than lethal other kinds of control.
No, their build is non-lethal, but in point of fact, they can and do kill.
And this is, as most of you know, there are areas where I have a hug and a punch relationship with the ACLU, and an article that they did, that was sort of a hug mode.
Yes.
And I don't punch very hard, more like a tap on the wrist. Tasers are no longer a non-lethal alternative for law enforcement. And this comes to us from Emma Anderson, who is a senior staff attorney, Criminal Law Reform Project, and Rebecca McCray, a staff reporter from the American Civil Liberties Union. This is back in 2012. And it talked about what could happen because tasers subject their victims to a 50,000 jolt shock to be followed by a 100 microsecond pulses of 1200 volts. Now, since 2001, more than 500 people, let me say that again, More than 500 people in this country have died after law enforcement officers used this weapon against them. A study published this week by the American Heart Association Circulation Journal confirms that the misuse of a taser can cause sudden cardiac arrest and death. Now, in theory, a taser is intended to serve as a non-lethal method for controlling law enforcement officers when they need to physically restrain a dangerous person. But as the new circulation study demonstrates, the tasers cannot so simply be categorized as a non-lethal weapon. And in addition, Mike, there are far too many instances in which officers have impulsively deployed their lasers against children. Tasers against children, pregnant women, and the mentally ill. Would you care to comment about that? Yeah.
A pregnant woman. I mean, now, we had somebody call into the show a while ago who was a cardiac expert and said the problem is that if that first 50,000 volt jolt hits your heart at the exact right moment beat cycle, it will throw the heart into fibrillation and you will die.
Yeah.
Okay, these tasers are not non-lethal. Mm-hmm. But of course, that's the propaganda.
Yeah.
It's non-lethal. Mm-hmm. Gee, we're sorry that your kid died.
Yeah.
He must have had something wrong with him because after all, this is a non-lethal weapon and it doesn't kill.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we've got 500 dead people here, but they all had to have something wrong with them because this is a non-lethal weapon and it does not kill.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Next, I'm going to turn over to Chinese weaponry development.
Oh, okay.
And
that'd
apparently
be fun.
The Chinese state media have revealed a mysterious hypersonic aircraft. And this comes to us from Zero Hedge, a very stable and readable blog, and South Front.
Yes.
Now, on China's central TV, they very briefly revealed the country's new hypersonic aircraft under development. And their Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation are currently working on a hypersonic vehicle, which is capable of traveling speeds of about, 5.20 Mach for about 5 hours.
That reads between 5 and 20 Mach.
Yeah, that's intense.
For how many hours?
Let me go back. For about 5.
Okay, that'll get it pretty much anywhere on the globe it needs to go.
Yeah. And China has been pushing aggressively into this technology since last year, when Chinese researchers first revealed a novel design for an ultra-fast plane they say will be able to take dozens of people and tons of cargo, anything from flowers to bombs. Likewise, passengers could be tourists or military special forces from Beijing to New York in about 2 hours.
Well, I would rather see tourists and flowers, to be honest.
Yes, so would I.
Okay.
And let me tell you, and I'm shouting out to all the congressional representatives who are taking investments in their campaigns from the military-industrial complex. The problem here is not that the Chinese have this, but through the cozy relationship between you and our American weaponry manufacturers, there's no real incentive to build better, to step ahead of the competition.
Well, that's now changing.
You know,
And again, that's part of the drive to extract more money from the American people.
Yeah.
Oh, we have fallen behind those gosh darn Russians and Chinese. They're ahead of us. Mm-hmm. We need more. We need to spend more of your tax money on these hypersonic weapons. And there has been development of hypersonic weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the United States has been looking at this technology going all the way back to the 80s,
right?
You know, looking at what was then called the scramjet technology, so they've got something in the works.
Mm-hmm.
But the Russians and Chinese are ahead of us because again, their military is about building weapons, whereas our military-industrial complex is all about just soaking the American taxpayer for more money and sharing the goodies with members of Congress.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have to ask why this is true. And, you know, if this hypersonic plane is out there and we don't have any, my big question is why?
Well, Russia and China and the U.S. Mm-hmm. have these aircraft. They have these craft mm-hmm. In various stages of development.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure the Chinese actually have one because there was this video that came on out, I think it was about a year and a half, 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
showing what was clearly a transatmospheric craft
mm-hmm.
Traveling across the sky after sundown.
Whoa.
And we knew it was transatmospheric because during mm-hmm. the first part of the video, the plume coming out of the engine
mm-hmm.
Was curved. It was
yes.
parabolic.
Okay.
And then it went completely straight,
okay.
which tells us it was then out of the atmosphere
mm-hmm.
and there was nothing to constrain the plume. So that right there was telling us that, yeah, they got it up there. They've got this thing to fly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they basically cracked the secret
yeah.
Of how to be able to get fuel mixed with a supersonic airflow, hypersonic airflow,
mm-hmm.
And get it to burn and heat the air. And I'd be very curious to see exactly how they solved that problem.
Mm-hmm.
In that many years ago, I was briefly involved in a program trying to solve that problem.
I see. And you can't tell me
no,
because you'd have to kill me,
yeah,
right?
I'd have to kill
yeah,
you. I'd have to kill you.
On.
All I can tell you is we were a dismal failure.
Oh, boy. Ouch. Ouch.
I'm sorry. You know, it didn't work. It failed.
Yeah. Another interesting article regarding our Pentagon. Nearly 100,000 Pentagon whistleblower complaints have been silenced.
Yes. Don't you say that. Don't you blow that whistle.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, 11 months, this author covered the 21 trillion, say that with a T, 21 trillion of unaccounted for adjustments at the Pentagon over the past 20 years. Now, don't try to think about the number 21 trillion because you'll pass out and hit your head on a desk. If your salary is $40,000 a year in order
to... I wish
to earn,
my salary yeah, was $40,000 a year.
21 trillion, it would take you 525 million years, at which point, you can't even enjoy the new jet ski you just bought. But apparently, over the past year, there have been very little coverage of the utterly preposterous amounts of money unaccounted for at our human murder machine, also known as the Pentagon. And, you know, it's so frustrating that when we go to pay our taxes, every cent has to be accounted for.
Yep.
But these guys... doesn't bother them. And there seems to be no recourse to get them to care because no one's going to follow
there,
up.
There isn't. I mean, there was uh-huh. that story that we reported on earlier in the week
mm-hmm.
Where they're saying the Pentagon's books are such a mess.
Mm-hmm.
The Pentagon's just making up the numbers when
yeah.
they send in the reports to Congress. Yeah, we spent, I think maybe could be about, you know, $1.5 trillion
yeah.
on this program,
yeah, right.
and we're going to need $1.75 trillion for the program mm-hmm. next year.
Yeah.
And we spent, I guess, maybe kind of.
Yeah.
What a way to run a military.
Yeah. And apparently, the only part of the report that referenced that number of 100,000 whistleblowers, apparently. 95,613 whistleblower complaints were issued over the last 5 years. And it seems as though the Government Accountability Office was trying to brag in that sentence. They were proudly stating, we only breached the confidentiality of 0.01% of our 95,000 whistleblower complaints. Aren't we heroes? No.
Okay, what did you do about the complaints?
Yeah. And what did you do with the people?
Yes.
Who were complaining. That's, I think, an even more interesting question. And this is a government that is very terrified of appearing embarrassed in front of its citizens.
Uh-huh.
And so they want all of this to go away, to just go away. Next, in terms of technology, et cetera, we have a very awful thing, which has just happened. Press TV... Google shuts YouTube channels of Press TV and Hispan TV. And the source of this is PressTV.com. Now, guys, Google has blocked Press TV and Hispan's TV's access to their official accounts on the technology company's platforms, including YouTube and Gmail, without prior notice, citing violation of policies. Your Google account was disabled and can't be restored because it was used in a way that violates Google's policies. Google,
in other words, you said something the U.S. government didn't like.
Yeah, and okay, guys. Press TV, Iranian outlet. I link to it frequently because I think these people have some valid points to make,
yes,
about why the U.S. is just coming off with all this hostility, which is reflected Israeli hostility. None of the Iranians, I don't know.
Well, we're obviously getting ready to have war against Iran. Okay,
yeah.
We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Oh, dear.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. And Claire, what have you got for us?
I would like to share with our readers and listeners how absolutely infuriated I am because the media, or the alleged media in this country, has been cheering Assange's arrest. And this comes to us from fair.org by Alan McLeod. And he was arrested inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London on 11 April. And the Canadian-born co-founder of WikiLeaks had been trapped in the building since 2012 after taking refuge there. He was immediately found guilty of failing to surrender to a British court and was then taken to Belmarsh Prison. Now, I don't know if our listeners and readers know anything about Belmarsh. Picture in your mind a club-fed kind of jail or prison. Belmarsh is the absolute...
No, Belmarsh is polar, hard time.
Yeah, polar opposite. And a lot of coverage, for example, Meghan McCain on The View hopes that Assange rots in hell. And Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost said it was so satisfying to see an internet troll get dragged out into the sunlight. But it was perhaps the national the most enthusiastic approval of Assange's arrest, condemning him for anti-Americanism, his anti-Semitism, and his raw personal corruption, and for harming the U.S. with his vile spite. Now, it's a very interesting note to look at. And the WikiLeaks publisher is in that maximum security prison. It's been called UK's Guantanamo, as Elizabeth Vos reports. And Guantanamo has been, or the UK Guantanamo, has been used to detain alleged terrorists indefinitely. Mike, what do you think the U.S. is going to do in this regard?
Well, obviously, the U.S. wants to get Assange, and they want to make an example out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And we're already seeing with this media demonization, they're trying to sell the idea that anybody who reports on wrongdoing by the United States government...
Mm-hmm. Is a criminal.
Is a criminal.
Yeah.
And it's a slap in the face of the First Amendment,
mm-hmm.
Which gives us a right to speak out about the government and to petition the government for redress of grievances,
mm-hmm.
which is to stand up and say, hey, I don't like the fact that you just machine gun a Reuters camera crew.
Yeah.
You know, with that helicopter.
Yes.
We have a First Amendment right to say that. And mm-hmm. the fact that the U.S. government was embarrassed by that, well, too bad. Make sure that these things don't happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
but
that's
what's going on here.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the United States has promised to Great Britain that they will not seek the death penalty, which they couldn't on mm-hmm. the current charge of conspiracy,
mm-hmm.
which, first of all, carries a maximum of 5-year jail sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, the statute of limitations on it expired 2 years ago. So I think what's going to happen is when Assange gets to the United States, they're going to add some other charges on there. They're going to try for Title 18.
Yeah.
But again, you've got the Nixon versus New York Times and Washington Post decision mm-hmm. working against them. Okay, there's the music. Time for us to get on out of here. Have a good Friday. Have a happy Passover. Happy Pesach.
Yes.
And happy Easter.
Yes.
And we'll be back on Monday. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. So have a great weekend and aloha, America.
Aloha.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Republic broadcast.